98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Bowling.
A chimenea.
Espresso cups in a machine.
98 FM.
Welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with one of ours, you will win all of these incredible prizes presented to you now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Sit back and sip a coffee from your new coffee machine with these espresso cups.
Do you want more cups?
Yes.
How about matchy matchy Stanley cups?
Win a new karaoke machine.
A matchy matchy pedicure.
A new chimenea.
A dartboard.
A laundry voucher.
Go bowling.
Win a takeaway voucher. Then go axe throwing.
And are you going anywhere nice on your holidays?
Win this exclusive limited edition matchy matchy hair dryer.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
I can absolutely see AI Rebecca working in a blow dry bar. She's got the gift of the gab.
Oh, look at, she knows how to get the bouncy blow dry.
She sure does. Good morning to Karen in Kingswood. You're on 98 FM. Karen, how are you?
All good this morning. All very excited here now.
Karen, who do you have playing with you?
I have Ryan, who's seven, so he's it's like Christmas morning.
Aww.
Here.
Aww.
And then husband as well, so if we get them wrong, I can play him one of those.
Oh, brilliant. What's your husband's name, Karen?
Gary.
So Gary and Ryan with you this morning. Do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings together?
Every morning. So we listen to Matchy Matchy and then it's straight out the door to school.
Okay.
And Karen, how do you guys normally do? Have you ever got three?
We've got three once with yourself. Now, yesterday we got nothing because it was ferociously difficult. But normally in and around two.
Okay, in and around two. Well, we're hoping for three this morning, but it's just going to depend on the words inside the envelope. Karen, Ryan and Gary, who are you playing Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We're going to go with Rebecca this morning.
Rebecca, out you get, off to the soundproof booth. Enjoy the mindful moment from Matchy Matchy. All the M's. Karen, does there ever be fallings out now when you're trying to agree on words or?
There does.
Right,
so
well.
Have to decide and vote.
Oh, Grato. She rules with an iron fist. Okay, Karen, Ryan, and Gary, let's play Matchy Matchy with Rebecca. Your first word is charity.
Shop.
Your second word is hair.
Dryer. Hair dryer.
And your third word is court.
Case. Court case. Yeah.
Okay, after charity, you've gone shop, you said hair dryer, and court case. Are we locking those in, guys?
Are we locking them in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Got the approval from Ryan and Gary. We're locking them in. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
Yeah, there was a few little pumpkins in there.
Oh,
I know.
Spooky season is approaching.
Autumn is here.
It is approaching. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Karen, Ryan and Gary this morning. Your first word is charity.
Charity shop.
Your second word is hair.
Hair. Hairdresser.
And your third word is court.
Court.
Mm-hmm.
Court case. Ooh.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Karen, Ryan, and Gary in Kingswood this morning? Two out of three.
Did we get two out of three? Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. What one let us down?
You both said charity shop and court case after hair.
No.
The guy said dryer.
Oh, guys, I was in between the two.
So close.
I was like, well, I say hair dryer, and I was like, no, hairdresser comes to my head more. Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. It was so close.
Thank you so much for playing this morning. Time to get out the door now, Karen, Ryan and Gary. We're sending you a 98 FM goodie bag. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, guys.
Guys, I feel terrible.
Oh, so close.
I was so in between the two of them. I was like, hairdresser.
Yeah. Yeah, not to be this morning, but fingers crossed, we will do it very soon.
So
if you'd
close.
Like to play Matchy Matchy, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 989898.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, our guest this morning is one of Ireland's best known chefs, from his excellent cookbooks to TV shows. And he's now been serving up big laughs and surprising stories with his podcast, Roasted. Mark Moriarty, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in to see us, Mark. For anyone who hasn't yet listened to Roasted, what is it all about?
It is one of the thousands of podcasts that are out there. What makes mine different? It's we are interviewing notable people.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're trying to do is we're not asking about what they do. We already know that. It's about the stuff behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. I think food is a great way to sort of peek behind the curtains of people's lives. So generally, it's like questions around what they had in their lunchbox as a kid, to what they had for dinner last night, to what's in their fridge, to do they go do the shopping in the supermarket. And we're on season two now. We've got some great guests, and we've had some great guests, and it's you get some fascinating insights. So last season we would have had like, where does Leo Varadkar stay when he goes to Washington to visit the White House, and what do they serve for breakfast?
Yeah.
And how does he get there? And this year it's we've Ellen Keane on today's episode, and she's talking about what she was eating the morning before she won her gold at the Paralympics. Next week we've got Paul McGinley in Ryder Cup week talking about what happens when the golf round finishes.
Like the first thing you do, like, are you starving?
Yeah.
You'd be stressed.
But he got, it's like, we don't really care. We see what you did in the golf course for years. It's like, and he was telling us about all the stories of going out nights out in between tournaments, staying out too late, drinking too much, eating too much.
I loved the Brian Dobson episode last season, because he's just this man who reads the news who you feel you don't know anything about. And I was like, now I feel like I know him more.
Because he was in everyone's house for years on the 6-1 news and in our ears in the radio.
But what does he eat for dinner?
But it's like, who is he?
That's,
I think that's the magic of this podcast. And as well as getting some great guests, we cook a dish for them as a sort of opening gambit of the episode. Kind of breaks down the barrier. We've had people trying to guess what flavour ice cream they're eating, or we've had some beautiful gluten-free brownies, things like that. And more so, it's like it disarms them and you kind of go, okay, it's not the scary politician or the sports person. It's like, it's just a person trying to guess a flavour of a food.
Yeah, and people do open up more when they're relaxed. Do you know that way?
And when you feed them.
Yeah, this is
and
it.
I think it's one of the great gifts in life, is being able to invite someone into your house or your podcast studio and serve them a plate of food. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, I feel a bit less threatened and a bit more relaxed here. And we've got some really interesting insights, some great stories. All the episodes are about an hour long and just a really nice, easy listen in a world where there's lots of serious stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a dream guest that you haven't yet booked?
I'd love to introduce Stanley Tucci.
That'd be brilliant.
We might put, we'll wait till season three. I think he's in Dublin semi-regularly.
He seems to be here a bit.
I've done a few events with Stanley. I've cooked from a couple of times.
Oh, well then, you're a shoo-in.
He actually gave me the one of the quotes from my first cookbooks on the cover. So,
Mark, it's a done deal.
What was the quote?
I asked him what I had actually cooked from in Dublin at an event, and we'd filmed, and I was like, is there any chance you give me a quote to sell the cookbook?
Yeah.
And his agent came back and said, yes, Stanley, he'd love to. And then
that's amazing.
He emailed and he said, what do you want me to write? And I was like, I don't know, Stanley, something that will make the cookbook sell.
So something from the heart, Stanley.
The email came back and said, I've eaten Mark's food and now I've read his book. Mouthwatering. Literally, buy it.
Amazing.
That nailed the brief.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
So good.
Obviously, we've known for ages that you're an incredible cook. Anyone who's new to the podcast is also learning that you're an incredible interviewer, conversationalist. Mm. Have you always had the gift of the gab? Like, have you always been able to cook and have a decent chat with people?
No, I think you learn that. Like, that. This is very much your job and your sphere. It's a tough trade. I'm learning it quickly, I hope. I would have had a lot of experience of, I was the kind of chef that was sent down to the table to sauce the main course and give a little bit of a spiel and sense the atmosphere at the table and what the people were into, or say very little if it was business. So I was good at that. I used to be very scared in season one going into these interviews because it's not
something. You didn't sound it.
But one thing I've learned is you just kind of have to listen. And I think podcast is way easier than this format, where we've got a couple of minutes to bang through a couple of things. You have like the guts of an hour to really get into certain subjects. Last season, the first few episodes, I had lists of notes, lists of questions. This season, I don't really.
With the flow.
I do a bit of research. I have one or two safety questions if I need them. But generally, if you listen to what someone has to say, there's an interesting way you can go, so long as you leave behind the set structure of what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that I've actually really enjoyed it this season.
Yeah, amazing. Well, it's an incredible listen for anyone who hasn't heard it. It's called Roasted. It's wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of having a few minutes and having to bang through it, we're out of time. Mark Moriarty, thanks for coming to see us at 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.